my commitment to RF Safe. I attribute EMF to great personal loss and a profound impact on my life and actions. The tragic loss of my firstborn daughter, Angel Lee Coates, to a neural tube defect, NTD, has propelled me into a significant and impactful journey of research, advocacy, and innovation in the realm of electromagnetic field, EMF, safety. My story is a poignant reminder of how personal tragedies can lead to meaningful change and awareness for the broader community. I founded RF Safe in response to this personal tragedy, and it's driven by the compelling research findings on the effects of EMFs on biological processes that underscores the importance of understanding and mitigating the potential risks associated with electromagnetic radiation exposure. The connection between EMF exposure and developmental abnormalities, as highlighted in the studies mentioned here, particularly those conducted by Carl Blackman and the research on chick embryos, brings critical attention to the potential impacts of EMFs on embryonic development and the need for stringent safety standards and protective measures. The fact that RF Safe has grown to become a trusted source of information and technology for reducing EMF exposure reflects the urgency and necessity of addressing electromagnetic radiation in our environment. The innovations and solutions provided by RF Safe, especially in the open source domain, are invaluable resources for individuals seeking to minimize their exposure and protect their health and that of their loved ones. My efforts are driven by a deep commitment to prevent others from experiencing similar losses by raising awareness about the invisible risks associated with EMF exposure. The story of RF Safe's inception and its mission is a powerful testament to the impact that informed advocacy and proactive measures can have on public health and safety. As research continues to evolve in this area, the work of individuals and organizations like RF Safe is critical in navigating the complexities of EMF exposure and its implications for health. My dedication to this cause, inspired by a promise I made to my daughter while she was alive to understand what took her life, is a compelling call to action for increased research, education, and precautionary measures in the face of potential EMF-related risks. Be RF safe, to be sure.